Right, today's daf is Nida Daf Nun Tes. Again, this week's shiurim of Daf Yomi are sponsored anonymously for Shlema, for Chai Sarah Bas Rachel Rezel, and we should also dedicate today's learning the Ili Nishmas, the Posek Hadar Harav El Yashiv Zecher Tzadik Levracha. We are holding on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, about eight lines before the end of the page, on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. Ad Kama he told us. So the Mishnah discussed how much dam can you assume may have come from a different source and may not have come from the woman herself. Can you be told that that's one of the kulas of ksamim that you don't have by a real re'iyas dam, is that you have a din of tliya, that if you have another reasonable possibility of where it came from, so you can assume it came from that other place and not from the woman herself. So how large of a stain? So the Mishnah said about the size of a gris, which we assume is the size of an American penny. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna kegris eina tola, pachos mi kegris tola, meaning once it's already the size of a penny, then it's too big. But anything even slightly smaller than that, then you could be tola. Rav Chista Amar kegris tola, yesen mi kegris eina tola. He says, no, when it's the size of a gris, that you can be tola. When it's larger than the size of the gris, that you cannot be tola. So the whole machlokas is, what if it's exactly the size of a gris? Can you be tola that it comes from a ma'acholos, that it comes from some other source? So same as says the Gemara, lema ba'ad ba'ad b'chalka mifugli. Maybe this is part of a much larger shas machlokas. Maybe they're arguing about the general concept of ad va'ad b'chalal, that when we say something is up until that point, do we say up until and including, or do we assume it means up until but not including? The Rav Huna savar ad v'lo ad b'chalal. Rav Huna holds ad v'lo ad b'chalal, and that's why he holds that when it's already a kegris, it's too big because it's not included in the ad kegris that you could be told in. Rav Chissa savar ad v'ad b'chalal, and Rav Chissa says no, ad v'ad b'chalal, and when we say ad kegris, it means including the size of a kegris. At the size of a gris, you could still be told that. Some of the Rav Huna ika ad v'ad b'chalal, the ika ad v'lo ad b'chalal. And Rav Huna will say that both are viable shitos, and we go to the chumra wherever we can. So over here, it's a chumra to say that you cannot be tola once it's already the size of a gris. And he said, normally I would agree that we would say ad v'ad b'chlal only the chumra. We would not say it l'kula. That all shiurim that the chum give are always to be machmir. For instance, the shiurim chachamim, I was about to say shiurim of halacha Moshe v'Sinai. All the shiurim that the chum give generally are there to add a chumra, but the shiur of a kugris by a kesem is to be makil. Some have this as an independent conversation. That Rav Huna amar kegris ki yasem kegris. That Rav Huna holds kegris means that's the same as being larger than a gris. Meaning once it's kegris, it's already too large. Rav Chista amar kegris kepachas mikegris, and he holds that if it's exactly the size of a gris, Rav Chista says that's the same as being smaller than a gris. And they're arguing about ad va'ad over here, like we've just explained about the application of the ad va'ad b'chal or ad v'lo ad b'chal. How do we paskin this machlokas? So the majority of Rishonim paskin like Rav Chista that when it's exactly a kegris, you could be tola. Only when it's larger than a gris, you can't be tola. That's the sheet of the Rashman, Taurus Abayis by Yishvi Shar Harvi, the Rash Parches Simin Vav, the Smag in Lav and Kuf Yod Aleph. However, the Sefer HaTruma holds that the Alach Zek Rav Huna, that we're not tola unless it's pachos mikugris. Once it's kugris, it's already too big, we're not going to be tola. So the Rambam Shita is clouded in a little bit of mystery. The Rambam seems to have a bit of a stira, because on the one hand, the Rambam seems to paskin like Rav Chista in Isur Bia Perktes Halacha Chav Gimel. The Rambam writes, Nimtza Kesem Al Begadeha Ubisara Ke'echad Tola Bekol Sheyesh Lo Lithos. If she finds a kesem on her clothing or on her body, she could be tola when there's something to be tola on. V'tola b'macholas shema be'ish sheyash v'nerga macholas v'damza adam macholasu. One of the things you could be tola on is that maybe she crushed a bug. V'ad kama ad kegris avolim matza hakesem yoser mikegris ein tola b'macholas. So what does Rambam say? That when can you not be tola? When it's yoser mikugris. So the Rambam seems very clear that if it's exactly the size of a gris, so you could still be tola. But on the other hand, the Rambam seems to pass on like Rafuna, because the Rambam also, in the same parak of Isuri Bia, Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes, Ma bin kesem nimtzal b'sara l'kesem nimtzal b'gada, sha kesem nimtzal b'sara in lo shir. When you find a kesem on her body, there's no shir. V'am nimtzal abeged enim b'tam yet shir kugris ha-kilki shehu meruva sheyesh bo k'day tesha adashal sholosh al sholosh. He describes exactly what a gris is. Says the Rambam, ha-yapachus mishir zeh, tahar. If it's smaller than a gris, then it's tahar. Implication being, if it's exactly the size of a gris, tameh, that you cannot be tala like Rafuna. So what do we do? It's a stira in the Rambam. So the Aruch HaShulchan tries to be miyashiv the Rambam in Yerodeus Kuf Tzadi Si'ifim Chaf and Chaf Aleph. The Aruch HaShulchan tries to be miyashiv by taking a step back. He says, what are Rafuna and Rav Chisda arguing about? Whether it's dafka, pachos mikra gris, or even a gris is included. Generally speaking, the fact that we're tola ad shir gris is not just a magical number that we come up with a gris. It's based on dama achalas, about the size of the blood stains left by these bugs. So is this machlokas mitzias? Why aren't they just bodek, check how much blood a machalas has, see if machalas leaves a stain the size of a gris, or a stain the size of pachos mikra gris. So he says you have to assume that it's ef shel tzamtzem, that there's no way to figure out exactly whether it's exactly the size or slightly less than a gris, and that's what Rav Huna and Rav Chisda are arguing, if we could be mekel on this issue since it's a suffix, or we could be machmir. And therefore we pass on like Rav Chisda that we're totally even b'shir gris, because by ksamim we always go lakula. So it's essentially a suffix in a dina ksamim, so we're going to go lakula. The Gemara at the beginning of Nida, at the beginning of this Masechta, was clear that when it comes to Tumah me'es le'es le'mafreya, we're machmir b'taros more than we are le'baila. That we're going to be machmir with Tumah le'mafreya, le'gabe dealing with taros, more so than we will le'baila. It's also clear in the Gemara, on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, that k'samim amritami le'mafreya me'es le'es. So it comes out that at least according to Rav Meir, who's machmir b'k'samim, that it's mitami le'mafreya me'es le'es. And Tosus writes that everyone agrees that by k'samim we're mitami le'mafreya. So l'chora, says Yeruch HaShulchan, it's difficult. We pass in by ksum we go lahakel. So why are ksum metamil mafreya if we're always going lahakel by ksumim? So he says you have to say that it's dafka by taros that we're machmir by ksumim to be metamil mafreya, but not labaila. Labaila we were going to be make a ksumim, not going to be metamil mafreya. If that's the case, says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Rambam's perfectly good. When the Rambam passes like Rav Chisda that we're tola even a shear of a gris exactly that we're told macholas, that's talking about labaila. The Rambam's talking about it legabe hetel. So yes, and then we're going to be mekel, we're going to be tola when it's the size of a gris. When the Rambam says we're not tola b'macholos unless it's pachos mikra gris, that's linyan taros, because that's you have to look at the context of the Rambam. The Rambam writes right before that in Halacha Gimel, the kolaroa kesem tamei l'mafreya ad chav dalit shalos. He's talking about tumal mafreya. Tumal mafreya is only for taros, it's not labaila. So the gabe taros, we're going to be machmir b'ksamim. So the Rambam holds a suffik. If the gabe is suffik in taros, we're going to be machmir. Suffik in labaila, we're going to be mekel. Okay, last word on the page on daf nun ches amud beis mesvei. Hayu ela tipe damim lamata v'tipe damim lamala. Let's say she finds some tipe damim lamata and some tipe damim lamaila. So what does that mean, lamata lamaila? So Rashi says a pshat that doesn't sound like it's what the words mean, but that's how Rashi is able to read the rest of the Gemara the easiest. Lamata means ketanim. Doesn't mean on the bottom of her bag, at the top of her... No, lamata means smaller tipos, and lamala means larger tipos. So she finds both small and large tipos dam. Tosus doesn't like this at all. He says, v'zeo tema, mainaka lamala lamata, havli l'mitkot gedolim u'ketanim. We have words for big and small in Hebrew. And those words are not lamala and lamata. They're gedolim, they're ketanim. And furthermore, he has a whole bunch of other kashas also, and he has a different pshat, but let's stick with Rashi for now. So she finds tipe dam that are small and that are large, tola be'elyon ad kigris. She could be tola even the larger ones up until the size of a gris. So my love kigris mi lamata, doesn't that imply that even that up until including the size of a gris you could be tola, and that the size of a gris has the same din as less than the size of a gris? So says Marlo kigris mi lamaila. No, who says? Maybe that means that if it's the size of a gris, it means larger than the size of a gris. Itmar nimtzala kigris va'od va'oso od ritzufa bo macholas. Let's say she finds more than the size of a gris, but she actually sees a squashed bug right there. So Rabbi Chanina omer tamea, Rabbi Yani omer tahora. Machlokas whether tamea or or tahora. So Rabbi Chanina Amar Tameya, ki talia bikugris, bikugris va'odol talia. Rabbi Chanina will say it's tamei because yes, a lot of that blood came from ma'acholas, but we can only be told by ma'acholas up until the size of a gris. Once it's larger than a gris, you can't be told that. Rabbi Ani Amar Tahora, hani milechad lo ritzufa ba'ma'acholas. No, that's only when you're being told, when you're using your imagination of where this blood may have come from, because there was no actual bug stuck there. But if there's an actual bug stuck right there, then it's very muchach, it's very clear that this blood is dam macholas. So therefore you could push like a gris, meaning at least the gris of this blood is dam macholas. So one kugris is not a suffix. You have, let's say, a gris and a half of blood. One full gris of the blood, there's no suffix. You know where that's from. That's from macholas. So what are you left with? You're left with a half a gris of blood. Half a gris, you're allowed to be tola. You could be mekel and ksamim. Kivin to be al natalia, hachanami talia. Why should this be any worse? Because there's a bug stuck there. So why should the other half a gris be any worse? The Aruch Lanai raises the kasha on Rabbi Yanai. Right? Rabbi Yanai gives the svara that she's tahora because you could be tola up until the gris. In Machola, he says, I understand very well that it's mucha milsa, that dam is dam macholas, but that which a kesem yosim gris va'od, you're not tola b'shnei macholas that come next to each other, because it's not meaning what is there no possibility that she has a stain that's, let's say, the size of two grisim and really came from two bugs that happened to have been crushed right next to each other? Why in general are we not tola everything? Maybe there was a colony of bugs that were all crushed over here. No, because it's not matzoi. It's not matzoi to have multiple bugs next to each other. So why, ask the Aruch Lanai, why does Rabbi Yanai say, well, one gris we already took care of because that was from one bug. And then the rest of it we could assume came from another bug. We never assume that. We never assume that there were two bugs in the same place. Then every time you had two kugrisin, you would always assume that there were two bugs. We assume that it's a milsa l'shchiach, that it's not common at all. So he says, no, bishlama, when the macholos is there, where we know b'birur that the yosemir kugris is from... That is from the macholas, so you could be told that the gris also comes from macholas, and the two of them were right next to each other. Since the yosibik gris is not bechlal the suffik, right? He explains it the way we explained it a second ago, that it's simply not included in the suffik. That you have to look at the shaila, and when you have a suffik about dam, the rule is if it's larger than a gris, you're machmir; if it's less than a gris, you're mekel. But over here, there's only a suffik about less than a gris of dam. One full gris of dam is not a suffik. We know where it came from. There's a macholas stuck to it right there. So that's the difference between that and a case where you just have a large stain where we're not tola in two macholos coming in the same spot, because in that case the whole thing is a suffix. There is a machlokas in the Rishonim. How do we pass it over here? Do we pass it like Rabbi Chanin? Do we pass it like Rabbi Yanai? So Rov Rishonim pass it like Rabbi Yanai, that when you find Kegris Va'od, that and also Od is Ritzufa Ba Macholos, that she's Tahora, since that it's Muchach, that a gris, at least a gris of it, came from Macholos. That's how the Rashba, the Raivi, the Ramban, the Rush, that's how Rov Rishonim Paskin. However, the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Chanina. The Rambam Yisur Yubir Perek Tesla Chav Gimel writes, Avul Imotza HaKesem Yeser Mikugris, even if there's a macholas stuck onto the kesem. So Magen Rishon tries to explain the Shita Sarambam. After all, some are the Rabbanon. We try to be as makel as possible. Some you have machlokas. Why would the Rambam paskin lahachmir like Rabbi Chanina? So says the Magen Rishon that the Rambam holds that since the stam of the Mishnah is that a kugris va'od is tamei, and the Mishnah was never mechalik, the Mishnah never had any kuntzim about how you could have a larger stain bigger than a gris, that it's going to be tar. The Mishnah just said it. Kugris va'od is tamei. So the Rambam says you got to pass on like the Stam Mishnah. That's how the Magen Mishnah understands the Rambam. Okay, Vayter in the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, Boy Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shaila, Nisaska b'kugris v'nimtza b'kugris va'od mahu. What if it wasn't a macholos that was stuck? She was dealing with blood the size of a gris, and then she found a stain the size of larger than a gris. What's the din? So Tibayla Rabbi Chanina, Tibayla Rabbi Yanai. It's a Shaila both within Rabbi Chanina and within Rabbi Yanai. Maybe Rabbi Chanina only said when there's macholas stuck to the large stain that she's tameya because she was never dealing with blood. But over here where she was actually dealing with blood, talia, maybe you could be tola in that blood. Or maybe even it's a shaila within Rabbi Yanai who says tahora when you find the macholas. That's because there was a macholas stuck there. But when there's no macholas stuck there, then you wouldn't be tola. So Tashma, the Gemara says, let's bring a raya. Let's bring a raya. Nisaska be'edom ein tol b'shachar. If she was dealing with a red stain and she finds a black stain, you can't assume that that black stain comes from what she was dealing with, because it was a different man, it was a different color of dam. This is one of the rayas that, by the way, when we say that when we bisman hazeh are makel in a stain the size that's less than a gris, is that a din tliya? Or is that just that we're makel, that there were never goes aksamim on a gris, on more than a gris? So we paskin is that it's not a din in tliya. Haraya, we don't have macholos anymore, but there are a lot of nafkaminas la'alacha that it's not a din in tliya. One nafkamina la'alacha is that the macholos only produces red blood. If we find a black stain that's less than the size of a gris, we're makel on that also, even though that could not have possibly come from the macholos. Macholos only produces red blood. Elamai, you have to assume that since in that generation macholos, when they made the gzeir of ksamim, Macholos were so common, they never included it in the Gzeirah. So we're in luck. They never included it in the Gzeirah. So it's not part of the Gzeirah's Ksamim, anything that's less than the size of a gris. It's not a real din in Tliya. Another nafkamina would be that the Rama writes that you're not supposed to rely on Tliyos the first 3 days of Zayin Nikim. The first 3 days of Shemin Nikim, you shouldn't start relying, oh, I was dealing with this, maybe the blood came from here, from there, from whatever. What about Pachas Mika Gris? So if it's not a din, if it's a din in Tliya, you shouldn't rely on that the first 3 days either. But we do rely on it in the first 3 days. You see that a Pachas Mika Gris is not a din in Tliya, that it's a din in, it's just a din in that's what a Kesem is. Okay, so anyway, so it says that if you find a different color stain than what she was dealing with, you can't be Tola. B'mu'at ain't Tola b'meruba. If you find a stain if she was dealing with a very small stain, very small amount of blood, you can't be Tola, a large amount of blood on it. So what's the case? Isn't that exactly what we were talking about, where she was dealing with a pachas mika gris and she finds a stain larger than a gris? So, and we see that you can't be tola. Says Mar Allah, that's not really what we're dealing with. Kigon de nisaska b'kuk gris v'nim tola shnei gris invalid. Now the case that it's talking about is she was dealing with a gris and she finds a stain 2+ grisim. That's in that case she cannot be tola. Ihachim ad lemeimra. Of course she can't be tola. That's the case. That's blatantly obvious that you can't be tola. She has a whole extra gris va'od that she wasn't dealing with. So mal detema shakel kugris sipor shadi be mitzi zil hachalakashira zil hachalakashira kamashmalon. Now I might have thought that you can be told over there, that you could assume that the gris that she was dealing with is the center of this large stain of shnei gris in va'od that she finds, and therefore if you take away the gris that she was dealing with from the middle of the stain, you'll have two side stains that are each pachas mika gris, and each of those, because even if two stains are found in the same garment, if they're not connected to each other, the halacha is that they have a din of separate, independent stains, and they're looked at independently. They're not looked at as one large stain. So maybe I would think that the gris that she was dealing with is in the middle, and then you have two half gris size stains on either side, and you could be makel kamash malon. No, you can't assume that. You can't assume the gris that she was dealing with was in the middle. The mechaber pasuls the halacha, like the Rambam over here, in this case of Nisasu Gris, and she finds a Kugris Va'od, the Rambam writes that if she's dealing with an amount of blood, if she finds an amount of blood that the stain that she finds comes from that amount of blood, so you tola Kugris Bedam Shinsaskabo Ukugris Bemacholas. So he says you can be makel. You can assume that one gris is what she was dealing with, and the other gris is b'dam machalos. And Mechaber Paskins, like the Rambam, Lekula over here, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and that goes on the Shulchan Aruch, quotes in the name of the Chuvas Mi'il Tzedakah, that it's only by machalos that's Shchiach Tuva, and it's Ragulios B'makam Zuhama, where machalos finds its way to disgusting places, to places that are already dirty and bloody. So you're told that a dam machalos came and connected itself, that machalos came and connected itself to the dam that she was dealing with, and that's why it looks like one big kesem. But let's say she was dealing on two different times, each time with a different amount of blood, you can't assume that the two bloods happen to end up in the same place. Macholos is attracted, there's like a magnetic attraction. Macholos is attracted to the disgusting area. So that's, says the Mil Tzedakah, that's what the Mechaber is willing to rely on, the Rambam is willing to rely on, that he could be makel. She was dealing with a certain amount of blood, the Macholos found its way there. But if she was just dealing with two different amounts of blood, you can't assume that the those two different amounts of blood came together in one place. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Nimtza Amar Rava, Nimtza la min echad told about kam minim. If she finds one min, you can assume that many min, you could be told that many different minim on the one min that she finds. Meaning, as long as it's even if the color is not exactly the same as what she was dealing with, doesn't look exactly the same, you could still be told as long as you found one min that's exactly right. But didn't we learn that if she's osek in red, you cannot be told a black stain in that? Says Gemara, nisaska shiny. Nisaska is different. What does that mean? Says Rashi, because that simply doesn't make any sense. She was dealing with red. How could you be told a black stain in what she was dealing with? But if she finds a red stain on her and she had no idea how it got there and she has what to be told it in, so any black stain she finds on her, she could assume, if I was so unaware of what was going on that I didn't know where this red stain came from, so I don't know where this black stain came from either. It may have also come from outside, it didn't necessarily come from her body. The Rava said if she's osik in one min, even when she's only osik in one min, not nimtza, a case of nisaska, even that's enough that she could be told a kama minim in one, even though she was only osik in one color. So now the kasha is a little bit stronger because you can't say nisaska shiny. Rava said nisaska and he was mekel, but we see over here that if you're osik be'adam, you cannot be told a black stain. No, we're talking about a case where she was osik in a tarnagolas. She was dealing with a chicken, and chickens themselves have many different types of dam, so that's why she could be told all these different types of dam. Ma'isa b'isha, said in the Mishnah, told the story of a woman who came with a stain, and Rabbi Akiva said to her, do you have any wounds? And she said, yes, but it got better. And he said, okay, can you pick off the scab and it would bleed? And she said, yes, and he was mekel, and all the Talmidim didn't know what was going on, right? So Rabbi Akiva said, no, we're always mekel by ksamim. But we have a brisa that says the exact opposite, that the rule is not that we're always mekel by ksamim, the rule is we're always machmir by ksamim. So says Gemara, Am Ravina lo lahakel devei Torah, lahachmir al devei Torah, uksam matzman drabanan. Meaning the point is that when the Rabbanan made the din of ksamim, that's obviously a significant chumrah. That's what it means, lo maradav lahakel lahachmir. Midar raisa ksamim oral Torah, there's no problem. The Rabbanan came along and they made a din called ksamim. So the whole din, the existence of the din, is a chumrah. Once we have the din, the gedarim of the din, we're always going to go lakula, because the whole din is such a massive chumrah midrabanan, that's why we're makel with any shaila, with any suffix that comes up in the world of ksamim. So that's what it means, that we're always makel. Echo Nasun, then the Mishnah had finished by saying that in the name of who was it, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzaduk, that if she has a bedika cloth underneath the pillow and she finds a round stain, she's tahar, but an elongated stain, she's tameh. Say bailuhu, mi pligi rabbanalei Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzaduk alo. Is this a machlokas or does everyone agree on this point? So the Gemara is going to have two rayas. Tashma raya number one, kesem aruch mitztarif. A long stain could be mitztarif. Tipin tipin in mitztarfin. A bunch of drops of blood, you're not mitztarif. So to view as one stain. So money. Irab Lazar Tzaddik Lamalit Siruf. Ha'amr Mashuch Kol Shu Tamei. Well, if it's like Rabbi Lazar Tzaddik, why do you need a Siruf? The Rabbi Lazar Tzaddik held that if it's an elongated stain, if it's shaped in a like a line, then it's going to be Tamei anyway, even without Siruf. El Lav Rabbanan. Must be that we're assuming like the Rabbanan. So Shmamina Pligi. So we assume, obviously, that there's a Machlokas Rabbanan and Rabbi Lazar Tzaddik. So says Gemara Lo, Liyalim Rabbi Lazar Tzaddik. No, we could really say that's being authored by Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzaddik. V'chiyamer Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzaddik be'ed avul bekesem lo. When does Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzaddik say that mashuch is tamei? That's by an aid. That's by a bedika cloth. But by a kesem, by a stain, he would never say that even a kol shuhu that's mashuch is going to be tamei. Of course, you need the size of a gris in order for it to be tamei, and then you have to deal with questions of tziruf, with what combines to make up that size of a gris. You take a bedika cloth, even the tiniest stain, of course, is going to be tamei, because then you have a chashash hargasha. So even the tiniest stain is going to be a problem. So that's not a raya. Tashma al Gemara. So let's try again. Dam Rabbi Dam Rishmal Halacha Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzaddik. This is a much clearer raya. Rabbi Dam Rishmal says we paskin like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzaddik. Halacha mechal de pligi. Whenever you say we paskin like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzaddik, it implies that there's someone that disagrees with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzaddik. Otherwise, you're not passing like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzaddik, you're passing like everybody. So by the fact that we say halacha Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzaddik, must be the Rabbanan argue, shema mina. So that's in fact how we know that the Rabbanan do argue. Hadron alachra al kesem. That's the end of the eighth parak of Masechet Nida. We now begin the ninth and penultimate, second to last parak in Shas. Says the Mishnah, Ha'isha shehi osa tzrachav ras adam. Let's say a woman was going to the bathroom and she sees blood. Ramei ramer im omedes tmeya v'im yosheves tara. That if she's standing when she was urinating, so then she's tamei. But if she was sitting and the urine was able to flow out normally, then she's tahora. The assumption is, as we said previously, that when she's standing, since she's dochek atzma, it's not the natural and comfortable position for her to be urinating in. Only men urinate standing up. So the urine is assumed to somehow go back and bring some dam with it from the makar, and that's why she's going to be tame. But if she's yosheves, she's tahora. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Ben Kach Ben Kach Tahora. Rabbi Yossi says doesn't make a difference. Standing, sitting, she's going to be tahora. What if you have the following? Ish vi isha shasu tzrachein l'toch hasafal. Both the man and woman are using the same urinal. V'nimtza dam alamayim, the same toilet. V'nimtza dam alamayim, and they find blood on the water after both men and woman went to the bathroom in the dark, whatever, no one saw before, in between, right? So now you find dam by the water. Rabbi Yossi mitarev, Rabbi Shimon mitame. So Rabbi Yossi says it's tahar, and Rabbi Shimon says that it's tame. Now, of course Rabbi Yossi says it's tahar. Rabbi Yossi says even a woman who only a woman went and no man goes, that it's tahar, right? That was Rabbi Yossi in the last line. So says Rashi, Rabbi Yossi mitarev, to afilu bi isha greatest a mitarev, to lakal chad safik, safik ba minam, even if just the woman herself went, he'd be tar. And of course, obviously, in this case, where it could have also come from the man. So there's a second suffix that it may have come from the makamei raglayim, and even if it didn't, it may have come from the man. So the Gemara is going to ask this kasha. It's a good kasha. It's something that we should think of when we see the Mishnah. Rashi doesn't always tell us all the Gemara's kashas on the Mishnah. Then you wouldn't. It would be strange, right? Rashi only tells us those kashas that when you're reading the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. That's the rule. So here, this Mishnah just doesn't read straight. Of course Rabbi Yossi is matar. So that's why Rashi has to alert us, don't worry, the Gemara is going to ask this kasha. So we said Rabbi Shimon is matame, though. Why is Rabbi Shimon matame? Shein derech ish lehotzi dam el shecheskas dam min isha. It's not considered a legitimate suffix that the dam may have come from the man, because it's not normal for dam to come from a man. It's a chazaka, dam comes from a woman. So maisha med this dam in meir glayim hadu l'makar v'ayisi dam yoshev z'nami, name in meir glayim hadu l'makar v'ayisi dam. Why is it that the Tanakam was mechali, Rabbi Meir was mechali between when she's standing, when she's sitting? When she's standing, we assume the urine goes back and brings some dam in a makar. Why can't you assume the same thing when she's sitting? Amar Shmuel b'maznekes. No, because it's shooting out. The urine is coming out in strong force, so we assume it's just coming out freely, that it's not going back to the makar and bringing dam. Maznekes nami dilma basu tamamaya asadam. Yeah, but even if it's maznekes, maybe when she finishes, it's going back and bringing dam after the dam in a makar comes. Not as a result of Meir glayim, maybe just dam in a makar comes out at the end. So Rabbi Abba be yosheves al sfas ha-safal. Now we're dealing with the case where she's sitting at the very edge of the toilet. Umas nekes betoch ha-safal, and the urine is squirting into the toilet. V'nimtza dam betoch ha-safal, and you find the dam in the toilet. So if it was just regular dam in a makar that was trickling out, demisa debasa tamamaya asa al sfas ha-safal b'yilei l'shtakuchei, then it never would have made it all the way into the toilet. You would have found it on the edge of the toilet seat. You would not have found it inside, because it's only because it's shooting that it goes all the way into the toilet. So if this dam was just regular dam that came afterwards, it never would have made it into the toilet. It must have come with the urine, and the only way it can come with the urine is if the urine went back and schlepped it along with it. So Amar Shmuel v'Ami l'Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel halach Rav Yossi, that we pass on to Rav Yossi that she's going to be tahar. V'chein ori le Rav Yabba l'kula halach Rav Yossi, and Rav Yabba also passing l'kula like that. That the halacha is like Rav Yossi. There is a tshuva in the Ran where the tshuva in the Ran asks, what's the kasha of the Gemara in the sheet of Rav Meir about this chilik between omedes and yosheves? Right, the Gemara says, I don't understand. Just like when she's omedes, the urine can go back to the makar and bring down. When she's yosheves, it could also go back to the makar and bring down. Wait a minute, it's another pasha, the besvara, that there's a chilik between them. When she's omedes, it's an uncomfortable position. It's dachikla alma, the Gemara had an expression. Since she's in an uncomfortable position, so she's holding herself in sort of even while she's urinating, and therefore the urine will go back and bring bring some dam, as opposed to Yoshev, it's not Tachuk La'alma. And furthermore, we find Rabbi Yossi holds that even Omedes is Tahora. So Rabbi Meir, who's Machmir Ba'omedes and is Mitar B'Yosheves, Vaday Davar Pasha Pesvara, that there's room to be Makel over here. So the Gemara is Kasher Rabbi Meir is not you should be Makel, you should be Machmir, right? If you're going to be Machmir by Omedes, you got to be Machmir by Yosheves also. So says Imran, why can't the Gemara think of this obvious chilik that Omedes is Dachuk La'alma? And furthermore, why is the Gemara asking Rabbi Meir that's Mitar B'Yosheves, that you should be Choshish, that maybe Basar Tamamaya, the blood came out regularly, and Rabbi Yossi is Mitar by Omedes? The Gemara doesn't ask anything. That's totally okay. I mean, what are we asking Rabbi Meir at the end? That after she finishes urinating, good, so that was one thing, and now her regular Damnida is trickling out afterwards. Nothing to do with urinating, just a coincidence that it happens at the same time. Maybe that's what's happening, the Gemara asks. So why don't we ask that in Rabbi Yossi also? Rabbi Yossi says, it's always Tahar. What do you mean? Maybe just it happens to be pumped. She gets her period right now, right after going to the bathroom. So says the Ran, unbelievable chiddush. Says Davar Pasha Lechabim, that it's not the Derech Dama Makar to come out together with Meir Aglayim. Even Rabbi Meir is Moda that it's not normal for Dama Makar to come out together with Meir Aglayim. And that's why Rabbi Yossi is Mitar, whether she's Omedes or Yosheves. It's an unusual time to see Dam. Since it's not the Derech, we don't have to be Choshish for something that's unusual. Why is Rabbi Meir Machmir? Because Rabbi Meir in Gan Shas is the one that's Chayshinim Lemiyuta. And this is Rabbi Meir Lishitaso in all of Shas. That he's Choshish Lemiyuta. So it's not normal, but he holds that as long as she's Omedes, Dachuk La'alma, we have to be Choshish that maybe the Meraglayim goes back to the Makar and brings out some Dam with it. And that's why she's going to be Tmeya. As opposed to when she's Yosheves, so it's not Dachuk La'alma. Because even Rabbi Meir is Choshish Lemiyuta, if she's Yosheves, he would consider that Miyuta de Miyuta. That's less than a Miyuta. It's a Miyuta. Miyuta de Miyuta, and even Rabbi Meir is not Choshesh by a Miyuta de Miyuta. But Rabbi Yossi is Mitar B'Kol Inyan because he's not Choshesh de Miyuta at all, and that's why the Gemara doesn't ask on Rabbi Yossi why don't you assume that Dam Nid is coming out right after urination? No, that's a Miyuta. We're not Choshesh de Miyuta. Can't ask any such kashas on Rabbi Yossi. But the Gemara does ask, according to Rabbi Meir, that if you're choshish l'miyuta, mali miyuta of when she's standing, or mali the miyuta of when she's sitting. So that's the answer. No, when she's sitting, it's a miyuta de miyuta. So that's why Rabbi Meir is not choshish for the case when she's sitting. Rabbi Kiveger in the Tshuva in Chelek Aleph Siman Samach Beis strongly disagrees with this Ran. I don't think we're gonna have time for it though. So let's see a little bit weiter first. Says Gemara to two dots. Ish v'isha. So yibayilu. Ish v'isha omdin mali am Rabbi Meir. Let's say both the man and the woman were standing, and there was urine in the toilet. So then what would Rabbi Meir say? I mean, we know Rabbi Meir was machmir, that if a woman stands and urinates, then you find dam, that dam is dam nida. What if there was a man and a woman both use the same bathroom, and the woman was standing, can you be mekel? Maybe Rabbi Meir was only machmir when it's one safek, but maybe when it's two svekos, Rabbi Meir would be mitare, odilma loshna. Or maybe it doesn't make a difference. So Reish Lakish, he. Reish Lakish says the same thing, it doesn't make a difference. How do I know that it's the same thing? From the fact that in the Sefer, when it talks about a man and a woman using the same bathroom, it doesn't mention Rabbi Meir again. It says Rabbi Yossi is Mitar. It doesn't say Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi are Mitar. It says Rabbi Shimon is Mitame. It doesn't mention Rabbi Meir again. So frankly, Yahachi, Hashtar Rabbi Meir, Besvekseka Mitame, Bechadseka Mibai. So wait a second. If Rabbi Meir is even going to be Mitame, when a man and a woman used the toilet, and the woman was standing up, so it was Sveka, right? Maybe it was just from the urine, and maybe it was from the man. So why does Rabbi Meir have to tell me that he's mitame when it's just the woman? So if he's mitame when it's a sveka, of course mitame when it's one safek. Says Gemara lo diachak kochad Rabbi Yossi that filu bechad sveka mitar, to let you know how serious Rabbi Yossi is about his sheet that even bechad safek is mitar. But the miflugi bechad safek lo diachak kochad Rabbi Yossi liflugi besveka lo diachak kochad Rabbi Meir. But why don't we rephrase the machlokes of Meir Rabbi Yossi in the case of sveka to let us know how serious Rabbi Meir is about his Chumrah, that he's even going to be Machmir in Svek Sveka. Says Mar Kochta Tera Adiflei. We always try to highlight the Shita that's more Mekel. That's Kochta Tera Adiflei, famous Machlokas at the beginning of Masechus Beitza. What Kochta Tera Adiflei is based on. Pashtus is that it's like Rashi says that you anyone could be Machmir, that it's easy to be Machmir. We would always assume Lechumrah. But Kochta Tera Adiflei tells me that it takes some guts to be Mekel. You have to really know something to be Mekel. Rabbi Yochanan Mekikam Ramer Bechad Sveka. double safek, safek lo amar. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Rabbi Meir was only machmir when it's one safek. When it's a double safek, he would not be machmir. Im kein listener, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi mitarin. So why in the sefer doesn't it say that both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi are mitarin? Enochinami, vayded selk mi Rabbi Yossi, pasuk with Rabbi Yossi. Enochinami, you could have said that. But since Rabbi Yossi was the last guy we mentioned, so we mentioned him again in the next case. But it could have said Rabbi Meir also. Rabbi Yossi, b'chad safek mitarin, b'safek safek mi bayi. Here's the kasha Rashi promised us, right? If Rabbi Yossi is going to be makil, even with one suffix, so of course it'll be makil with a svek seka. No, ma'ad te'mani mi'd-di'evet av l'chadchil lo, kamash milan. I might have thought that's only b'd-di'evet when she was osik b'taros, but l'chadchil lo, we would tell her not to be osik b'taros, so we learn from the Mishnah Yisera that even l'chadchil lo, she can be osik b'taros. In this case, she could assume she's 100% tahara. Tanya kapasid Rabbi Yochanan, we have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan who thinks that Rabbi Meir is going to be makil in a svek seka. Ishvi, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi Mitarin, Rabbi Shimon Mitami. It's explicit. Ibayelahu Isha Yoshevas Maliyam Rabbi Shimon. Let's say the woman were sitting. What would Rabbi Shimon say? Rabbi Shimon was the one that said that a man and a woman both use the toilet. You have to assume lechumra that the blood came from the woman, the woman's tummy. What if she was sitting at the time when she used the toilet? Maybe Rabbi Shimon was only machmir when she was standing, where it could be that the urine went back and got some more blood. But if she was Yoshevas, it just flowed out. It should be fine. So Tashma bring a raya to Tanya Yoshevas Tala Medesena Tala Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yosef Ben Kach Tala. Rabbi Shimon Omer Ben Kach Ena Tala. That even though Medes Yoshevas doesn't make a difference, you're always Machmir. So Ibayelu Ishvi She Yoshvin Maliyam Rabbi Shimon. What if the man and the woman were both sitting? What would Rabbi Shimon say? Kiyam Rabbi Shimon Omedes Dach Laam of Yoshevas Tachad Safek. Maybe Rabbi Shimon would only say when she's Omedes. Where it's dachuk la'alma v'yosheves, where it's one safek of the svek sveka lo amar. But if it were a case of a svek sveka, then you wouldn't say. So odim lo shna, maybe it doesn't make a difference. So tashmak, even though Rabbi Shimon cheskas dam min isha lo shna amdin lo shna yoshvin. No, once Rabbi Shimon holds cheskas dam min isha, doesn't make a difference. Standing, sitting, doesn't matter. Rabbi Shimon is machmir all across the board. Okay, mir tashem, we will pick up from the Mishnah on the bottom of the Tesson Bays tomorrow.